How many forms do you think personalization can take?
Right, because if you think of our first question, the definition of personalization, we said one or more aspects of a digital product experience.
Mm-hmm.
What are those aspects? For instance, you can customize, personalize the UI, the look and feel, right? You can personalize, how that would look like, suppose you are in Alaska, right? Then you would have like a snow kind of a background. I'm just talking very spontaneously. But that's a way to say, it's customized, it's personalized for somebody from Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So you are from India, bright, sunny background. So this is a very simple way of understanding, how you can personalize the UI.
Okay.
This can extend to many elements of the UI, buttons, colors, etc. Even some things appearing on the UI or not appearing is a decision for personalization.
Right.
Then you can also think of personalizing content.
Okay.
And this is what Netflix and your Amazon of the world do. They customize, but they personalize the content for you.
Right? Right.
The recommendations are very much personalized for you. Suggestions. If you search, what kind of product results should be shown to you are also personalized. Okay, so it's very deep.
Right.
So you can do content, you can do UI, you can do notifications and communications. You can personalize that aspect of the experience. You can even do it for rewards, offers, discounts, because what makes sense to you as a reward need not make sense to me. I may not find it valuable.
That is correct. Yeah.
Similarly, pricing. Sometimes there are cases where people have played around with the pricing elements. And also any offline experiences that you book through the app or the product.
Okay.
Even they can also be personalized because they will remember, how did this person like it the last time, etc. So there is a lot of different things that you can play around with. And when you make changes to any of these to make it closer to the user, these are all the different forms it can.